Hey, everyone. Today I am here with the New York Times bestselling author, Susan Mallory, and we are going to announce the winner of the Fool's Gold Challenge on Book Trip. Hi, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm very excited. Thrill Me is out, and it's always fun when I have a book out. Yay!
Yay! We're really excited for you. Susan, would you like to do the honors and announce the winner of the Fool's Gold Challenge?
I would love to. First, I'd like to thank everyone for entering, and I would like to thank you for coordinating all of this. It's been an amazing contest. And the winner is Allison W. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Allison. So Allison has won a one-of-a-kind Fool's Gold necklace. That showcases Susan's three new books that were out this year. And speaking of which, we're going to talk a little bit about Thrill Me, which just came out. Susan, can you tell us a little bit about the plot?
Absolutely. Thrill Me is a really fun story for me. A couple things are happening. We're meeting the Mitchell brothers, it's always interesting how new characters pop up in Fool's Gold. So this year it's the Mitchell brothers. There are five of them. And each Mitchell brother is going to get his own story. We're going to start with Del, the oldest. And Del's been gone. He's been gone for about 10 years, and he's back in town. And exciting for my readers, Maya. I want to call her Mia, but it's really Maya. In my head, it was always Mia. Maya was introduced in Kiss Me. We got a lot of reader mail, which made me happy because I knew that she was the next book. So she was Del's first love and vice versa. So it's a reunion story, and I really love those because it gives me a chance to right old wrongs. We all have that relationship in our past where we want to go back and say, if only, even if you're happy where you are, I'm sure there's something you'd like to unsay or say. And in a reunion story, you get to work through all that. So I had a lot of fun with it.
That was actually one of my questions for you. It was, do you prefer writing couples who just meet or who have long tortured pasts together?
The answer to that question would be yes. I love both of them. The people who have never met are really fun because it's a discovery, and I enjoy the discovery. People who have a tortured past are really fun because the past gives you a fantastic starting place. And so I enjoy both. I do both. I tend to do new more than reunion stories just because I think my mind thinks that way. But when I do get the chance to do a reunion story, I really, really enjoy it. So, oh, and as a little fun aside in this book, Edie and Gladys have a cable access show now. And one of the most popular segments is Guess That Butt. They show naked butts of heroes in town, and you have to guess who it is. So
that would be, I want that job in my own town.
I know. Wouldn't that be fantastic? And there's so many, you know, athletic heroes that a lot of good butts in Fool's Gold. So they have fun. And Mayor Marcia is deeply unamused. And Maya is the new communications director, and it is her job to rein them in, which is incredibly challenging.
So that actually leads me to my next question, which was for people who are a little more unfamiliar with the whole world of Fool's Gold, how exactly would you say Thrill Me fits into the landscape?
Well, one of the things I work very hard to do with the Fool's Gold books is meet two needs. For the readers who are reading the stories, take them back to a place they want to be, take them back to their world. But for readers who are new, I want them to just walk right in. The books can stand alone. So every summer I do a trilogy, but you can start anywhere. You do not have to start with book one. In fact, I would encourage you to just start with whatever book's staring you in the face. You will not be lost. You will meet characters who obviously had a book in the past, but the fact that they're now in love doesn't impact your ability to connect with the story as it is now. So this is, as I said, the start of a new family, the Mitchell brothers. So there will be five Mitchell books altogether.
Awesome. That's super exciting. Are those going to be the next ones you write?
Yes. In fact, I just finished Aiden's story. And for those of you keeping track, Shelby is Kipling's sister. We met Shelby last year, and she's going to have a romance with Aiden. So that's coming. And there are like cupcakes. She works at a bakery, and there's a lot of cupcakes and cookies. And oh my gosh, yes, this chocolate pound cake bread pudding with plum.
I think I would get so hungry reading that book.
It was challenging to write. Whoa. I spent a lot of time on Pinterest, salivating over cookies and brownies and cupcakes.
It sounds at least like it's fun research to do.
It is fun research. I try to only have to research fun things.
my sort of last question is just what comes next for you? You said, do you have another trilogy coming out soon, or is it next summer?
This is the end of this year's trilogy. Thrill Me is the last book. The next book up is fantastic. It's Marry Me at Christmas. It'll be out in October. It's Madeline and action superstar Johnny Blaze. Hysterical book. I had such a good time with it. It's great fun. He is a fantastic hero. Madeline is every woman. And so, you know, superstar is not going to fall in love with her. And plus she has a mad crush on him. So that makes it very, very fun. So I had a really good time. So that is actually the next Fool's Gold book. And then in the first part of the year, and I honestly don't know if it's February or March, is the next Mischief Bay book for me, and that's called The Friends We Keep. And it's another women's fiction, three friends. And this time it's what does it mean to be a parent? Every women's fiction book, I explore something. And in this, mm-hmm. it's about, you know, what does it mean to be a parent, whether it's your kids or someone else's kids or kids in the family, stepkids, adopted kids, foster kids. So we're going to look at that, and it's three women. Actually, I believe we met them all in The Girls of Mischief Bay, so they're secondary characters who are now getting their own story.
Cool. Well, we're super excited for everything you're doing, and we're so excited to have done this Fool's Gold Challenge with you on BookTrib. Thank you so much for being a part of it.
Well, thank you for having me, and again, Allison, I hope you're listening, and congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to Allison. And again, thank you, Susan, and we will talk to you all soon.
All right, take care.